2 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, eMalahleni 26 rand.
Relatively easy going on the roads today. The only problem we have is Lanasia, the queuing traffic on the N12, and that's between the Lanasia and Protea Glen exits.
Dali Mpofu het bevestig dat die Umkhonto we Sizwe party sy nuwe politieke tuiste is.
I don't see myself playing any specific role. I'm joining just as an ordinary member because, you know, even in the EFF, I was no longer in the leadership. I was an ordinary member because I also have a full-time job.
Die voormalige nasionale voorsitter van die EFF het vandag aangekondig dat hy by die MK-party aangesluit het. Piet Kroukamp, professor aan die Noordwes Universiteit, sê intussen dis duidelik dat al hoe meer senior EFF-lede die party verlaat.
So I think it's just a matter of time and everybody knows the moment there is a paid position open at MK, Carl Neus will jump ship. The only problem that the MK is that it doesn't have paid positions for all the people that want to walk over. And for the ANC, they must be very, very concerned because they know that in the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, but also in Gauteng, there are a number of their leadership who would walk over to MK any day.
Mpofu vorm deel van die uittog van die EFF-leiers wat die afgelope paar maande die party verlaat het om by die Jacob Zuma sy MK-party aan te sluit. Tshwane se burgemeester Nasipi Moyo sê hulle maak vordering met hulle 100-dae doelwit om finansiële invordering te bereik. Die mikpunt is om teen einde Januarie minstens 4 miljard rand per maand in te vorder. 3,6 miljard rand ingevorder is verlede maand ingevorder wat 4% meer is as die medium termijn teken. Die Satswane het intussen ontken berigte dat hy financieel bankrot is. Volgens die berigte het swak invorderings veroorsaak dat die metro se oorskot van 1,2 miljoen rand in 2022 getuimel het tot skuld van 300 miljoen rand aan die einde van die 2023 boekjaar, die metro se woordvoerder Virgil James.
These reports are not only inaccurate, but also disregard factual information, aiming to mislead the public and damage the city's reputation. In reality, the city has achieved substantial improvements in its financial stability and is confident of an improvement from the previous year.
En ander groot nuus vandag, die grensbestuursowerheid sê die Limbombo grenspos weer tot verdere kennisgewing gesluit na gewelddadige betogings in Mosambiek. Die betogings het die einde van verlede maand uitgebreek nadat Mosambiek se verkiesingsuitslag bekend gemaak is. Die grensbestuursowerheid se Michael Masiapato het aan die SAIK verduidelik, die grens is oornag tydelik geopen.
Remember yesterday it was a partial opening. So now it is a real closure. We can't allow any person to cross to Mozambique. We can't allow any truck, I mean not even truck, but we can't allow even a normal vehicle to cross to Mozambique because that side they have completely closed.
En ons sluit af met nog nes uit die buitenland. Die Spaanse polisie het beslag gelê op 13 ton kokain, die land se grootste fonds nog. Een persoon is in hegtenis geneem. Die polisie het die dwelms op houerskip wat van Ecuador gekom het. Die skip was gelaai met kratte piesangs bo op bokse wat met versteekte kokain was. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Dali Mpofu has confirmed the Umkhonto we Sizwe party is his new political home.
Yeah, all change, huh? Boy, oh, tremendously bad news from Australia. Reagan has retired.
What?
Rachel Reagan Gunn has said, I'm not doing this no more. She's retired from competitive break-in after the Olympic upset. But it's a throwback Thursday. American elections were big in the news over the years, obviously around about this time. Today, 12 years ago, Barack Obama won his second term as American president. He soundly defeated the Republican Mitt Romney. This day, the year 2000, Hillary Clinton was elected to the U.S. Senate, making her the first lady to be elected to public office. Yeah, how do you like that one? But my favorite was this one. It was on this day, 1944, that Franklin...